What's going on, guys? Welcome back to the Chelsea and welcome to your voice note review of Chelsea 2, West Ham 1. Chelsea back into the top four for the time being, but made hard work of it in the first half. It was dominated by some rather lacklustre football, with West Ham capitalising right at the end of the half, with Jarrod Bowen netting against the Blues. But in the second half, Chelsea pulled it back. Some excellent early substitutions. Saw Pedro Neto get a goal for Chelsea after mine and Dan's comments maybe were a little harsh in the preview. And Cole Palmer's deflected shot sees Chelsea win 2-1 with some rather tough defending right at the end. Big shout to Sparky Plato, by the way, who came on later in the game and showed how a centre forward should play, absolutely bullying the defence to the point where he actually fell over, being so flexible they also managed to look like his hamstrings, maybe his arse, and definitely his groin. But a big result for Chelsea. And also, I've got to talk about the linesman. Oh my God, if you haven't seen my story, look at the size of the man. He's huge. I'll pass you over to the boys.
I was seeing a guy outside the bridge before the game giving Bibles out and talking about prayer, and I was praying that Sanchez was dropped. He was dropped. There were some shaky moments for Jorgensen, and for about an hour of that game, I have to say I did worry that it was going to turn pretty toxic. I think the main thing to speak about today is Pedro Neto, I think. Obviously a huge moment for him, and just the way I thought down that right flank, just below me in the east upper, how Chelsea seemed a little bit more relentless in that second half, and just it was a bit blunt, it was a bit, it wasn't exactly elegant the way Chelsea got back into that game, but it was one of those classic we needed to get and find a way to get over the line, because simply not getting 3 points tonight would have been really devastating. And I think the way the game was turning out was one that could have turned pretty toxic inside the ground. So huge night, I think, for Maresca, just in terms of points. And I think the thing that also, to kind of flip it on its head, me and Louis have obviously been very downbeat in terms of Chelsea's transfer business. And I think rightly so, we're just like the nature of the club. But after this terrible run, Chelsea is still fourth. So if this is the end of that terrible run, Chelsea could be in a pretty good place going into the spring. So hopefully, finally, onwards and upwards.
Big change today. We've spoken about it a lot. Enzo Maresca never makes subs. Today he makes four early. Two after 50 minutes, two after 60 minutes. Those players, Pedro Neto obviously comes on, scores the equaliser. He, in his, 38 minutes on the pitch, he had 28 touches, which is more, by the way, than Jadon Sancho in his 50-odd minutes, only had 20, so that's a big difference. Marc Guehi ran the channel really well through the middle, put a lot more pressure on the West Ham defenders and the keeper, and just generally did his job really well. Hopefully his injury is not too serious. And then obviously Nkunku looked sharper than Madueke as well. Generally, I think that's a very big difference and some difference makers in there. And let's hope that maybe there'll be a few changes. Obviously, big shout out to Philip Jorgensen too, because there's one big stat that didn't happen today, and that is an error leading to a goal. None. Important. Hopefully that's another one that stays. Importantly, though, up the Chelsea.
Well, there you go. All the stats, everything you need to know from me, Dan and Tom. But of course, you do need to hear from Enzo Maresca. And speaking of stats, here's a very interesting one from Simon Johnson.
How big was it for you to turn a game around at half-time? I think that's the first time Chelsea have been trailing at half-time and come back to win here since 2013. And secondly, I know I was surprised as well. And secondly, how are Nicholas Jackson and Marc Guehi, do they pick up an injury at all?
First of all, I didn't know that losing first half and then we were able to win. I think this season already happened that we were losing and then at the end we won the game. In the same time happened many times that we were winning and we didn't win, especially in the last 4, 5, 6 games. But I think it's football. Sometimes happen in one side, sometimes happen in the other side. But important is the performance. I think we completely deserve to win the game. As I said, teams come here and try to frustrate us just waiting for our mistake. And then the Nico and Mark, to be honest, both, they said to me that they are okay, so hopefully no one of them is injured.
I think Enzo was as shocked as we all were. That is an absolutely mental stat. 2013 was the last time Chelsea were trailing our time and go on to win. If you've seen the clip, go and check it out, because the look on his face summarised how I felt when I saw that. But obviously, as well as that, as we do record this right now, for me, it is 1:45 in the morning. And of course, that means the transfer window shut over an hour ago. And Chelsea have done all their business, apparently. But this is what Enzo Maresca had to say now that the window is finally closing.
Enzo, I'm sure you'll be pleased that the window is shut in about 15 minutes. How pleased are you with it on the whole in terms of how the squad now looks?
No, first of all, very happy because it's close. So the ones that they are here are the ones that they're going to be with us until the end. And this is the main reason why I'm happy. And then I think the ones that they left, we were all agreed that they could go. And so we are okay.
So Chelsea's transfer window slams shut, as it does for all teams. And of course, Dan and myself will do a transfer review pod, because that is part and parcel of the game, ladies and gentlemen. We'll get that done for you ahead of the fixture against Brighton at the weekend. But that is it from the Chelsea Echo in January and the transfer window. If you want to check out the thoughts from all of the lads, of course, Final Score with the Score will be available in the morning. When I say the morning, this is coming out early in the morning. This will be out later on in the morning. Okay, listen, work hard, play hard, guys. That's what we do here at the Chelsea Echo, and that's what's important. If you value the fact that we work hard and we play hard, please do give us a 5-star review. It really does help us out a lot and gets us up those podcast charts. Top 100 in Australia for a reason. The Ange Postecoglous love us over there, and we love you too. G'day. But aside from that, guys, this is the fastest growing Chelsea podcast on the planet, and we want you to be part of that journey as well. So we'll see you for the next pod. If you have enjoyed it, again, 5-star review. If you haven't enjoyed it, still give us one. Does us a favour. But yeah, we'll see you later. Ta-da.